Immigration Minister Scott Morrison joins me, as he does every Monday, in our Canberra studio. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Now, there's been a softening on the burqa issue in Parliament, with face coverings allowed to be worn as long as the wearer removes it temporarily on the way into Parliament House so their identity can be verified. So I would think that's a sensible approach. Some people saying a backflip, but I mean, previously we didn't have people to identify themselves in any form, did we?
Well, look, it's a matter for the presiding officers, Ray. I mean, this issue's, I think, had far too much attention as it is, and the presiding officers will make that decision, and we'll go on with the business of Parliament today, which is going to cover many important issues, and obviously the issues of Ebola and national security and all of those matters are what's really on the agenda, and people can have their opinions on burqas, and I'm just pleased we're moving on to the next topic.
Okay, well, let's get to Ebola. Are you comfortable with what we have in place in relation to people coming back, where we self-regulate and you go into self-quarantine period for 21 days?
Well, it's much more involved than that, particularly on a border protection point of view. We've already identified 724 people through a very specific targeting exercise that works through the National Border Targeting Centre. We know where people are coming from. We know what the risk profile is. People are interviewed, and there are a range of steps that then take place if people can be immediately referred or they can go into a voluntary quarantine. But there also remains the powers of state governments also to apply quarantine. So far, those processes have proved to be very, very effective. But the Chief Medical Officer can recommend that those processes be upgraded. And that's what we would be responding to, and we're ready to go if that's required.
Did you get a chance to listen to the call from Peter, which we sent to you Friday late? The fly-in, fly-out worker for the major mining company in Guinea, talking about the difficulty in evacuating workers from that part of Africa if they became infected, and basically, putting to rest the nonsense coming from Tanya Plibersek and others about, oh, we're not doing our job. And he was there recently, in fact, I think about 14 days ago, and said it would be physically impossible to get people out of there.
Yeah, well, Tanya Plibersek just needs a massive reality check. But the reality is, she already knows how difficult it is. She's been briefed on how difficult it is. And she's just playing politics on Ebola and seems to be trying to differentiate herself from her own leader, Bill Shorten, on this topic. And you don't play politics with serious topics on national security and national health like Ebola. You don't go and commit Australians to a dangerous part of the world without a credible extraction plan, and such a plan doesn't exist. You don't do it on the whim and the if and the gamble that perhaps one of our partners, when we ask in the moment, might be able to take them out if there isn't one of their own nationals who are similarly affected, which would be a very real risk of that situation. I mean, I think she needs to grow up a bit on this. This is a very serious issue. Australia has very good controls in place, and we're ready to take it to the next level if necessary. I was in Papua New Guinea with the Prime Minister yesterday, talking to Prime Minister O'Neill and the Foreign Minister Pardo and Immigration Minister, and we were talking about what would need to be done and what preparations Australia would have to make to assist if called upon if things were to outbreak in our own region. So we know what our responsibilities are. We're ensuring things are tight at home. We're ensuring we're ready to respond in the region where the world would be looking to us to make a response in the region and take the lead. And that deserves bipartisan support. And we're not getting it.
Given the well-documented problems in that region, PNG, where you were yesterday, as you've said, with AIDS, I guess that's why we are concerned about other communicable diseases.
Well, it is still low risk there because there are, just like in Australia, no direct flights going into West Africa out of into Papua New Guinea. But only last week, I think it was, we had the death of a person in Cairns from a drug-resistant tuberculosis. Now, I've been up in the Torres Strait. I know how short that distance is across that border. And those are the very real health risks that Australia needs to address most urgently. And we're doing that working with the Papua New Guinean government. But if there's something that happens in the region, then Australia will be turned to, and that's what this government is turning its mind to. And, people are going over there and helping, that's true, and if that's what they choose to do, they should be acquainted with the risks, and the risks are very real.
Hearing this morning, Australian Special Forces have finally been given clearance to enter Iraq, largely due to Foreign Minister Julie Bishop on the ground in Baghdad. Why has it taken so long? We want to help, not hinder.
Yeah. It has actually, in relative terms, taken that long. Last time this happened back in 2008 under the previous government, it took some 6 weeks to reach that arrangement. It's been far less than that on this occasion. These things, it's important to get them right. When you're going to put your own special forces in these places, you need the appropriate indemnities and other things to be there to support our forces. And again, Tanya Plibersek, out on the weekend, going on about this issue and not being across the detail, I mean, she needs to extend her view about international politics from beyond the inner city cafe set and responding to that. I mean, that's how they ended up turning over the live cattle trade when they were in government, responded to one ABC report. It's all knee-jerk sentiment politics, and that's not what should drive national security.
Okay, the Prime Minister with you in PNG makes his way now to Jakarta for the inauguration of the new president. There's been reports today about what sort of president he'll be as opposed to his predecessor. How do you assess what's going to happen there?
Well, I think it's a great day for Indonesia today, the swearing in of a democratically elected president and following a very popular president who'd served previously over the majority of his term. This is democracy in action in Indonesia, and they're an incredibly great partner, and we're looking forward to an even better relationship going forward. We had a very good relationship with Bambang Yudhoyono. He was a great friend of Australia, and Joko, I think, will similarly be a great friend of Australia, and there's a lot to work together on.
In relation to politics, I mean, people, you know, the Democrats, the Republicans, the coalition here, the Labor Party, where does Joko Widodo sit?
Well, Indonesian politics works a bit different to us. It's not sort of the usual left-right divide. He was a very successful mayor in two parts of Indonesia, but most formally in Jakarta. And he's got a reputation for being a bit of a can-do man when it comes to dealing with the issues of big urban places, and Jakarta's one of the biggest when it comes to dealing with those issues. So he's got a reputation of being very pragmatic, very practical, very charismatic, and I think he's someone Australia can certainly work with, and we're looking to do that across a whole range of fronts. And one of the good things is because we're no longer dealing with that fatal curse in the same way of people smuggling that it was occurring under the previous government, the relationship can focus on the many other areas of opportunity. And I think that's been a real positive, that we can get off on the right foot on this relationship, because people smuggling is not sitting there as the big elephant in the room.
Okay, as always, thanks for your time. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Good to be with you.
Thank you. The Minister for Immigration, Scott Morrison.